Notice the change in fortunes of the two individuals. As this text begins, a little background on how this begins. Jesus enters into the city of Jericho, and things are going great. The crowd is gathered. People are getting their festivities ready and their fine foods for the Passover. It's like the Super Bowl Sunday is about ready to take place. By the way, Jesus has just healed a blind man. The crowd is really excited about Jesus. How are things going for Zacchaeus? Horrible. Filled with guilt and shame. Nobody has come to his house. At the end of the text, notice a big trade has happened. How has it gone for Jesus? Horrible. The crowd hates him. Jesus has entered into Zacchaeus' house. Jesus has become defiled by sleeping at Zacchaeus' house. Jesus is being sent off into the wilderness. How do things end up for Zacchaeus? Awesome. He's called a son of Abraham, right on the spot. And Jesus says, today salvation has come into your house. Dear friends, this is a house. Peace Lutheran Church. And Jesus is here. And you know what he wants to do? He wants to trade with you. Is there something that has caused guilt in your life? Write it down. Is there something that has caused extreme shame? Is there something that is keeping you in your house and you don't want to be with anybody else? He wants to trade and take it on, and he wants to give you the very best that he has to offer. And he does that every single time. When we confess our sins and receive his body and blood, you receive his life, eternal life, and the very best that he has to offer. How long, just a quick question here to get us, I'm curious how what you think about this. How long does it take for someone to build up their reputation in a community? How long would you say? In a profession or just moving into a community, how long does it take, would you say? 10 years? Oh, okay, 10 years. Anybody else? Depends upon where you're living. Okay, how about this one? How long does it take for you to ruin your reputation in a community? Any guesses? What's that?
One day,
okay. Warren Buffett, he's kind of an interesting guy, isn't he, Warren Buffett? He has a lot of wisdom to say. You know, Warren Buffett has a lot to say about reputation and the importance of reputation. According to Warren Buffett, he says this, it takes a person 20 years to build up their reputation in a community. And according to Warren Buffett, it takes 5 minutes to destroy your reputation. Buffett is so concerned about the reputation of his employees, he doesn't care if they've lost money. The one thing that he cares about is that their reputations are intact with his company. Now, isn't it, and I don't think that surprises us, but isn't it interesting as we take a look at this text with Jesus and Zacchaeus, how would Jesus answer that question? Jesus would say it takes one night to build someone's reputation. In one night, he built Zacchaeus up from someone who was a villain and a robber to someone that was to be seen in the community as a son of Abraham. And what I find amazing about that is that Jesus doesn't wait to see if Zacchaeus will change. He doesn't wait to see 3 weeks later if he's really adapted his life. No, Jesus brings it instantly. And I believe that is what Jesus would want us to do in our church. Jesus would want us to deal with the issues of shame and guilt in the same way with the reputations of people in this community. And so when Jesus left, right before he ascended into heaven, he wanted to give a power to Christians of all time so that they could handle guilt and shame, not by purchasing a goat and sending it out into the wilderness. That worked for a time period, I understand. No, he gave a powerful thing before he left. It's covered in John's gospel. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit and breathed on his followers and said this: if you forgive the sins of any person, they are forgiven. In other words, no more shame, no more guilt. They are welcomed in. They are sons and daughters of Abraham. Who is a Zacchaeus in your life right now? Someone that everyone else would say is no good. Someone that would say, nobody ever comes to my house. Who is a Zacchaeus? Because if the only thing that we accomplished on one day was to restore one person's reputation, we will have done a mighty thing on that day. How can we say that? Because that's all Jesus accomplished one day many, many years ago in a town called Jericho with a man named Zacchaeus. Amen.